the Bible. Does it also teach science?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book One Blood, The Biblical Answer to Racism. Well, Ken, we constantly hear people say that the Bible is only a religious book, not a science book. Is that true?
Actually, Mark, the Bible teaches us many things, including a lot about science. For example, in order to do any science at all, you must be able to start with energy, matter, and time. Evolution assumes that time was already in existence. Then it makes the assumption that there was a sufficient amount of energy and matter within that time that caused the Big Bang. What evolution can't explain is where that time, energy, and matter came from. They have to have it already there. Genesis 1 tells us, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." The Bible is the only religious book that starts with a scientific statement and explains the origin of everything that we know to exist. The rest of Genesis 1 goes on to list the rest of the acts of creation, as well as many of the physical laws that we use in science. Therefore, the Bible is not only a religious book, it's also a book of science. It's not a science textbook per se, but where it teaches about science, it is true.
Does that mean, then, that Genesis chapter 1 is scientifically accurate? Did God really create in six 24-hour days? Ken Ham provides compelling answers in his free booklet on the 6 days of creation. It's available free on our website, answersradio.com.